Have you ever dreamed of one day owning your own business, but just don't know where to begin? Then you've tuned into the right show. On All Things Franchising, you will hear from top national franchisers, successful franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, and others who support this fast-growing business model. So grab a cup of coffee and pen and notepad, because you will want to capture the invaluable information you hear on today's show. And now, here is your host, Linda Ballesteros.
Hey folks, welcome to All Things Franchising. This is Linda Ballesteros and I am your host today. I appreciate you finding some time in your busy day to spend with me. I am always so honored. You know, I like to bring you topics that can not only apply to the franchise business model, but also to small businesses as well. And that's what the show today is going to be about. Recently read an article in Forbes. The title of the article was "The Importance of Branding in Business." The article says, "A business's branding is more important than you might think. On the outside, your brand may seem like it consists only of elements such as a logo or colors, but your brand is actually the entire identity of your business. Your brand gives your business personality." Gosh, I love that phrase. Your brand gives your business personality. And folks, just keep in mind, personality is what's going to make your business stand out. And that's what we're going to be talking about today with my guest, Dawn Callahan. Dawn is an accomplished integrated marketing specialist with over 20 years of experience in the public and private sectors. Through her career, she has held several notable positions, including serving as Director of Communications for Walker's Legacy, a national organization that supports Black women business owners. Please help me in welcoming Dawn to the show. Dawn, welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. You know, Dawn, in the green room, you and I were just talking about, you know, bringing yourself to a presentation so that it doesn't have to look like a lecture. And That's exactly what this article is talking about, is bringing personality to your business. Now, before we get started on that, Dawn, tell us a little bit about your background. What drew you to marketing?
You know, what's really funny about that question is, in hindsight, it was always there. I didn't realize it was there. But I sort of kind of fell into it. My background, my academic background is, my undergrad is in journalism. My graduate degree is in public administration, focusing on philanthropy. And I ended up starting a business in 2006, and most of my clients did not have the resources to really do a lot outside of having a goal to do something special. And most of them were nonprofit organizations or small businesses. And so I had to be very creative about how I would introduce them to the market, and social media was just starting, and it was free, and there wasn't all of these algorithm issues, and it was just a really great resource. And so I worked with these businesses and individuals and organizations to really understand what they were trying to accomplish. And that's how we started building out their brand, really trying to understand what it was that they wanted to do. And so it sort of kind of morphed from there. I ended up leaving the Chicagoland area, moving to Houston, and I had the honor of working in the mayor's office, a special events, for 7 years. And that was really where I like to say that I got the fine-tuning on understanding what branding meant, because at this point, when it's government, it's your audience is the community. So every time you put a different event out, unlike what the conversations that I have with clients now, you're thinking about those audiences and making sure that what your brand is saying, what you're communicating, external facing, is what they're receiving. So it was really trying to understand what messaging we had to pull out of the DNA of the business or the organization. I really like that comment that you said during the opening with Forbes, because it's like it's a fingerprint. Your brand is like your fingerprint. It is not like anyone else's. Even if you do the same work in the same industry, your brand is very individual to you, to your business. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it does set you apart. You know, I think of, I work with franchises. So with each franchise, the franchisee, they certainly have the brand colors, the logo.
Mm-hmm.
But Dawn, I have seen the exact same brand do really well at one location and not do so well at the other. And I think some of it is because the franchisee doesn't bring their personality to that location, and people just see it as another brand, as just another location instead of a place they really want to frequent.
And it's what's really interesting about that is a lot of people don't understand that their customer service, the customer experience, is part of that brand. And so if you think about, you know, if you're a coffee drinker, you know, I'm a Dunkin' Donuts girl. I'm from the Midwest. And so when I'm home, when I go back to Chicago, there's a Dunkin' Donuts just about every other block. But you don't go to every Dunkin' Donuts. You go to the one that gave you the best experience. The coffee was hot. The person was nice. The line was moving along, you know. And so there's a recipe there. And just like you said, you can have the same colors. You can have the same, you know, footprint. But if your brand does not represent an experience that your customers want to have, they're not coming back.
Right. Because they can get that same product someplace else.
Absolutely.
It's certainly not about the product. Just like you said, there's a Dunkin' Donuts on every corner. There's a Dunkin', there is a Starbucks on every corner. But I have two or three Starbucks in my area that I like to go to. Because,
that's right.
Dawn, when I walk in, Leslie will say, "Oh, Miss Linda, do you want one of those?" And she knows what I ordered last time. That means so much to have that. So that is part of your brand.
That's part of your brand. Do you remember? I'm a sitcom queen. Do you remember the show Cheers? The local bar. And so I tell people that a lot is that it felt like home. That's why people went there, because it felt like home. I'm sure there were 20 bars on the, you know, in the imaginary world of Cheers, people went to Cheers because what was the slogan? Everyone knows your name. And so that piece is so very important, that it's little things like that. It's the acknowledgement that, oh, I remember you. You're the caramel latte. Like, yes, I am the caramel latte. Someone is remembering me. Yeah,
absolutely.
It makes a huge difference.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, you know, Dawn, when you're working with businesses, do you see some maybe some common mistakes that some of them make? Because I tell you, you talked about marketing social media back in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
It's different than today. So,
oh, God, yeah.
Do you see that there are some common mistakes that you see businesses make that could, if they change that, it could change their reach?
Absolutely. I would say the biggest is inconsistency.
Mm.
And the reason that people are inconsistent is because we are emotional beings, and we see other, you know, folks, our competition in the industry, or maybe they're not even in our industry, but we see something that went viral and we want to go viral. And we're like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do what they did. And then we're frustrated because what they did doesn't work for us. Mm. Not understanding that the consistency is what's most important, because a lot of people don't understand is going viral does not make your business. It can help your business. It can support your business. But what happens a lot of times is that you end up getting an audience that's not your audience. And so I tell my clients a lot, like, don't focus on that piece. You need to focus on the message that you're trying to put out there and be consistent with that message, because they come to expect that from you. So if they go to your page or they go to your website and the messaging is different than what you put out last week or a week before, or they want to tell their friends about you and then their friend goes there and it's not what they were expecting because they've changed their messaging again. I mean, that is very frustrating, and we're at a point where we have so many options. We're not coming back to see if you got back on brand. You know what I mean? Like, you have to make sure that when someone is imagining or thinking about your company or your brand or whatever you're offering, is that they can put certain adjectives to that brand, and the next person is going to put those same exact adjectives to that brand. That is the most important piece, is the inconsistency.
You know, Dawn, when you're working, there's probably a huge educational curve that you have to help your clients with.
It's what I will say is that's probably, and I'm not just speaking for me, but most marketers, that's probably our biggest frustration, is trying to get people to understand what branding is and what branding isn't. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, like you were saying in the beginning, a lot of people think that their brand is a logo and their name and a pretty font. And I'm like, what I like to explain to people is that what you see external facing is just the icing on the cake. We had to do a lot to get the cake made. You can't just put the icing without cake. It's nothing. It needs the cake. It needs the support. And that cake is the strategy. And doing the research of understanding who your audience is and what are your goals and what is it that you're trying to communicate. And that is not a turnaround process. It takes a lot of time. And I tell my clients in the door, you know, if you're expecting magic to happen, that's not what we do. We're not in the business of trying to create magic and getting numbers or getting an audience within like 2 weeks or 30 days. Like, this is a process that goes over time, and we have to look at the analytics, and we have to look at the data, and we have to look at what your customers are saying on your social media pages and who is actually sharing your posts and what are they saying about your posts and how long are people actually watching the videos. Are they dropping off within 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 6 seconds? I mean, there's so much that goes into that, but that's not what people, of course, see. It's like, when I used to do event production, you know, you come to the event, you have a good time. You have no idea that it took 3 months for us to just make that one day look amazing, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's the same thing with social media. There's so much that has to go in behind the scenes, and a lot of folks are not expecting that. They're like, wait, you actually need to talk to me? Yes, I need to know. I need to know what your plans are for your business. I can create, you know, stock footage, videos until the cows come home, and it can look really great. But if there's no substance behind that, then it's just a pretty picture, right?
Yeah. You know, Dawn, I've got a friend that is in marketing, and she was working for a company for about 6 months. It was a brand new startup company. The owners were IT people. So you'll understand where they, you know, where some of this came from. And in 6 months, they said to her, but we haven't made any sales based on what you've been doing. And I think that's another misconception, is that you put out the social media campaign, or you put out the campaign, the marketing material, and you expect the phone to start ringing right away.
Yep,
you expect
yep.
someone to knock on the door right away. So how do you prepare the customers that you work with? How do you manage their expectations of creating a brand?
So I remind them that we're the same people that we're trying to sell to. So for example, you know, I'm like, think about when you're on social media, right? And you see someone trying to sell to you, how long are you staying there?
Oh, I am off in a heartbeat.
Exactly. So I'm like, you know, you're building a relationship. Like, you're not, and in most cases, what people don't understand, like, they feel the sense of urgency because they want to make the sale. But you have to think about, what's your value add? If your value add is not something that people need every day in order to live, like air or water, or food, mm-hmm. then there's no sense of urgency that they have to get that right away. You have to understand that you're cultivating a relationship so that when they do need you or they do need the product that you offer, that they're like, oh, there's this really nice lady that I've been following that does this, that, and the other. Or if someone says, do you know of someone, and you're mm-hmm. referring back to what you saw. Because the reality is that we are inundated with noise. And to get someone's attention on social media is not an easy thing. We have a short attention span, and it is shrinking by the day. We have this instant gratification, and if you cannot give me what I need within 3 seconds, I'm off of your page and I'm on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to remind them that you have to think about it the same way that you shop. It's the same way that everybody shops. You know, we process, we think about it, we call our friends, we get referrals, we look at Yelp, we look at Google reviews, we do all of these things before we actually push the button. And so you have to remember that your audience is exactly the same way. And so the most important thing, and this is the part that really is really sad, because a lot of people don't understand this. You need to know your audience like you know the back of your hand. And I can't stress that enough. If you don't know who you're talking to, then it's going to make your life unnecessarily complicated, because casting out a big net over the ocean in theory seems like, wow, that's a really great idea, because I'm getting all the fish, right? But the reality is that if you're only looking for catfish and you end up with a whole bunch of everything, now you're shifting through just to try to find the person that you actually need. And that takes more time than you just understanding who your audience is and talking to them directly. So if you know the pain points of your audience, then you understand what you need to provide to them. And so, again, like if you're a coffee drinker and you are trying to get coffee in the morning before you get to work, there's a sense of urgency. And so making sure that you get into the right drive-thru at the right Starbucks, and it's a relationship where you know they know you, you know them. It's like it's a whole different type of relationship. There's like knowing your friend, right? So, yeah, I just remind them of things that they tend to forget, because we put it out of our head when it's not us, right? When we're looking at it from another point of view, we're not thinking about it in the regular sense of like, oh, they're just regular people, just like me. Yeah.
Well, Dawn, you know, now that you mentioned that, and we know that everybody knows that our attention span is that of a gnat these days, and that social media moves very quickly. So does that mean that you have to have more activity on social media than we would have 10 years ago?
You know, what's really frustrating is that most people think that, and that's so not the case. Because this is why you need to know your audience. So your audience is not on social media around the clock. So there's no need for you to be on social media around the clock. And then your audience is not on all of the platforms. And so you don't need to be on all of the platforms. And so, again, it goes back to, like, once you understand your audience. So, for example, we know that trying to have a webinar on a Friday afternoon or a Monday afternoon is not ideal, because if you're reaching someone who has a 9-to-5 job, we know Mondays is tough because they're coming back from the weekends, and Friday is tough because they're ready for the weekend. So you have to find, if you're targeting someone who is in the professional realm that's working a 9-to-5, these are little things that you have to keep in mind, right? Most people, unfortunately, tend to work at their desk. Okay, so that means that maybe a lunch hour would be better than something around 3 or 4 o'clock, because now they're ready to go home and they're preparing their minds for that. So, if you know your audience and you understand how they operate, then it's easier for you to know when information needs to go out. And this is a good thing, Linda. The social platforms tell us all of this information. Like, you're not guessing. There's data. There's analytics that tells you all of this stuff. I mean, it's fascinating. The information that you're privy to that we don't even take advantage of. It's just that we get overwhelmed. We get overwhelmed with the possibilities of everything that you can do on social media. And so we try to do all of them. It's like, oh, I heard polls work. Okay, we're going to do a poll. Oh, I heard this work. We're going to do this. I heard surveys work. And I'm like, oh, slow down. Slow down. We got time to do them all, but let's just see. Let's see where let's see where the priority is. And one of the things that I do with my clients is that we, you know, we meet on a regular basis, of course, but we meet at the top of the year to just discuss what is it that you want, what are you trying to accomplish this year, right? And people don't understand that your marketing strategy plays into your operational strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And so the information that's going out, if your sweet spot for your clientele is the summertime, then we know that in quarter two, we are gearing up to make sure that everything is in place for quarter three. We know quarter four is the holiday season. You know that that's the time where people are looking for gifts. That means that by the end of quarter three, we know what types of offerings or gifts or discounts or coupons we're going to offer during that season. And so if you're strategizing your marketing, then it's less guesswork, and you're going to get more return on your investment.
I am sure, or I would think, Dawn, that you bringing this information to a small business or a nonprofit, after having my first meeting with you, my head would be swimming just a little bit. So I am sure that you have a blueprint where you are able to unfold this in a way that they're able to see it happening in their business. So when you put a strategy together for them, where do you begin?
So I'm so happy you asked that, because it can be very overwhelming. And I try to prep them for our first consultation. I'm like, we can do it in the evening if you want to have a glass of wine, just so that you're nice and relaxed. Because I already know it might be just a little bit much, because again, a lot of people they're not anticipating that when they think of talking to someone in social media. They're just like, oh, she's going to do something cute. And I'm like, oh, sorry. No, I'm a nerd. No. I look at the numbers. I do all of that stuff. I'm so sorry. So I try to make the experience not only user-friendly, but I'm a huge advocate of teaching people how to fish versus giving them fish, right? And so what we do is that we create I'm a huge Google fan. We create a folder in the Google Drive. And what a lot of people don't understand is the same way that you're documenting for your business, your operational plan, you need to document and keep templates from social media designs and your conversations and your marketing strategy. And so I create very simple templates for them and everything, you know, while they're working with me is we both have access. And then if they decide to not work with my company, then that's tools that they're taking away with them, right? So that they don't have to feel as if they go and hire another company that they're starting over. Like, I want to make sure that I'm giving them the foundation of what they need to look for and where they need to continue the process in order for them to be successful. And so something like the strategy, let me tell you, it is a Word document that is broken into four quarters, and we put the holidays in first. And I tell people this all the time, and they're always like, oh my God, that's so fun. But we put the holidays, the annual holidays in, then we look at any industry days per their industry. We plug those in as well. Then we're looking at their culture of their business, because we want to make sure that part of their brand is that the relationship piece. So we're like, where's the birthdays of the people on your team? And when's the anniversary of your business? And, you know, anything within your business that you want to highlight that's just, you know, something, fun facts, whatever, I don't know. And so then if you look at that calendar just from doing that, you have a lot of social media content. Then we're looking at the industry, the overlay of the holidays, like I was saying earlier, and when are the sweet spots for your company. And so we can plan how we're communicating to your audience based off of this calendar. It's really just that, I know that it's a lot, but it's really, if you're thinking about how you plan a vacation for your family, it's exactly the same thing. You're looking at how you want to communicate, what type of experiences you want them to have. It's just your audience. You're thinking about it from the side of your audience. So I tried to bring something that's a little bit more relatable, because you're absolutely right. It's a lot. Then the Forbes article that you mentioned earlier is one of many. So it's a lot of information out there, and I tell my clients, I'm like, that's not your job. You don't have to. Don't stress yourself. You don't have to do that, right? Let me handle the big picture stuff and all of those little minutia details, because if you try to get into your hands and all of that, is too much. And remember, you're still trying to, like, run a business. So to do the strategy and make sure that it's a revenue-generating business, I mean, it can be a lot.
Sure, absolutely. I tell you what, Donna, I need to take a quick commercial break, but I know that my listeners are like me, and we love stories. Do you happen to have a story of maybe a company that you've worked with before?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes.
Okay, wonderful. I can't wait to hear that. So, folks, I'm going to take a real quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more from Dawn Callahan.
Ready to update your tired old kitchen or bathroom? Then you need to call Gambone's Custom Home Improvements. Gambone's does all phases of remodeling, specializing in kitchen and bath remodels. Gambone's Custom Home Improvements is a company you can trust. Family owned and operated with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Gambone's today, 832-437-8898, or check them out on the web at GamboneCHI.com. That's GamboneCHI.com. Gambone's Custom Home Improvements, where you will get quality work at a quality price.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. Linda Ballesteros is a catalyst to becoming a business owner through franchising. Whether you are looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle, allowing you to enjoy the fun things in life, or if you're looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come, contact Linda today to start the process of being your own boss. Linda at EmpowerFranchiseConsulting.com, 832-640-4922.
Hey, folks, welcome to All Things Franchising. This is Linda Ballesteros. My guest today is Dawn Callahan, and we're talking about branding. So when we broke for commercial break, Dawn, you said that you happen to have a story or two that you could share with us.
Yes, and this is, you know, I love what I do. I love the people that I have an opportunity to work with, but it's more so because you can see the beginning and the end, right? I'm an artist, and so it's really the blank canvas and then the masterpiece. And so one of my clients, and this I find this often, is that we don't realize how great we are, and because we're our worst critic, right? And so she's a professor, and she's thinking that she's ready to retire, but she knows that there's something there. And having the opportunity to talk to people who know that, you know, it's just like this little, you know, like the angel when the little angel and the devil on your shoulder, like it's, you know, that there's something there, but you try to like ignore it. But she knew that there was something there and she wanted to be prepared for it. So as she's getting prepared to retire from, you know, her teaching assignment at the university, and she's preparing for her next life, you know, she brought me in and she said, hey, this is, you know, I'm a big mental health advocate. And she's been doing this for years, Linda. Like, this is, again, she's a professor. Like, she has a doctorate. Like, this is her wheelhouse. And I'm like, oh, this is great. This is so much to work with. And so I after I did some research in her industry and everything, I decided to give her a new name. And I started calling her. I said, how do you feel about the unmasking guru? And she said, guru? Yes. But in order to be able to have someone come in and give you a name, like, you have to believe that, right? Like, I can't come in again and create magic. Like, I need you to see the magic that you have within yourself in order for your audience to be able to see it. And so she sat with it for a little bit and she came back and she said, you know what? Yeah, I like it. So we changed her brand around and everything that went out from there, that point on, was the Unmasking Guru. And so fast forward, she was having a phone call with someone and they referred to her at the end of the call. They were like, well, you know, we had to talk to the Unmasking Guru. And
wow.
For a second. And she was, and it was so funny because people don't understand. It's like, you know, that there's a baseball movie. If you build it, they will come. If you tell the people who you are, then they will listen. you have to let people know how you want to be perceived. You have to let people know that you are an authority in your space. And I grew up in, you know, probably the same household as most, you know, young people, where it was like, don't have a big head. Don't be arrogant.
Yep.
Don't think that
yep.
you're this, that, and the other. And the reality is that when you are a business owner, if you do not think that you are great, you are not going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a certain amount of confidence in yourself. You have to understand that it's very, very easy to stay in line. It's very difficult to step out of line and do your own thing. And so once you step out of line, that means that the rules have to change. The everything, the way that you see being successful, it's altered. Because now you're paving a road that wasn't there before.
Mm.
And so I wanted to mention her because I find that if she had given me any type of ants or she was uncomfortable with it, then, of course, I wouldn't have gone there. But the fact that she was able to stand in that space and accept it, then, yeah, she's getting hired. She's in Nairobi. She's an international speaker. And it's – and she's able to walk in that space because she believes that she's that person. And that is very, 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 very important with branding. You have to understand that you need to, if you're trying to communicate yourself in that way, you need to be able to stand in that space. If you're saying that you offer the best customer service, then you need to stand in that space, right? Mm-hmm. It's just not, again, going back to the consistency. You have to be consistent with that messaging.
You know, Dawn, I tell people I spent 30-something years in corporate banking, and when I left corporate banking, I had to do more self-development than I had the previous 30 years. As an entrepreneur, I think that is the foundation of, I don't care what your widget is,
right?
That is the foundation. And just like you're saying, it comes through, that message comes through your brand, and it has to be that of confidence, right?
That's right. That's right. Because I'm asking people to trust me. So if I come with – and it's little words. Like one of my clients, we're working on her website now, another fabulous woman and a PhD in child adolescence. And so her language that she sent over to me was, I want to help you. I believe I can help you. And I was like, no.
You can't
lead with that. You are. You cannot. If you're asking me to trust you – then you need to believe that there is a reason for me to trust you. And so if you even – and a lot of people do this in their messaging, and even when they talk, they're very apologetic. Like, oh, is it okay? I wouldn't mind. No, that is not. You need to come strong in your stance. And this is the thing. If you need to change your mind in the future, that's okay. But don't walk in doubt until you get to a place where you feel secure. Done is better than perfect. You need to stand secure that you are that person, and if you got to fake it till you make it, that's okay. But you need to understand that if people can't trust that you can deliver on whatever their pain point is, they're not coming to you.
Absolutely. You know, and some of those words, the language we've used in our personal life, you have to erase that. You have to, expunge those out of your conversation and your vocabulary when you're speaking about your business. Hope is another one that people use a lot, you know, and it's like, to me, hope says, there could be some doubt there as to whether you do this for me.
Yep. You're absolutely right. And we don't realize that we do it because it's just so the fabric of us, and we're all very nice at the core. I mean, I know we have our days, but I think that most people are nice at the core. And so we don't want to offend or hurt or make anybody uncomfortable. And at the end, you know, we want everybody to like us. And so we're always trying to fit to what we think they need, not understanding that if you're just consistent in the space that you are, your community, your audience will come to you. You don't have to be apologetic for not reaching that person over there, because that person may not be your audience, and that's okay.
And Dawn, I think another thing is to get comfortable with saying, I'm not right for you.
Yes.
It's okay. It is okay, right?
It's okay. It's okay. It is okay.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah.
And I tell people all the time, I only work with kind people. And I know that that probably sounds, I don't know how it sounds. I don't really care. I only work with kind people because
there you go.
The culture in my with my company is that we want to make sure that we feel comfortable working with the people that we have to work with. I don't want to have anxiety when I get an email from you. I don't want to have anxiety, you know, when you text me because of this, that, and the other, right? I need to make sure that you're considering that I'm doing the best that I can and I'm taking into consideration that you're doing the best that you can.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
if there's a miscommunication, we can talk, blah, blah, blah. But no, if someone is just not a kind person, I don't want to bring that into the energy that we're keeping over here. We keep a nice, happy energy
mm-hmm.
in
mm-hmm.
my business.
Mm-hmm.
I won't bring it to my team under any circumstances.
I was visiting with an entrepreneur the other day, and she was telling me about a client, a very challenging client, and
mm-hmm.
how they were speaking to her. And I just said, you know, it's interesting because people don't speak to me that way. And I think
mm-hmm.
just like what you're saying is setting that expectation up front to
mm-hmm.
say, you know, we just work with kind people and we
right.
communicate in professional ways. I think that speaks a lot to that. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, as we're looking at how branding has changed and marketing has changed, how do you see it changing for the future? What things do you see out there that could really shake up the way that we look at ourselves and brand ourselves?
So I know a lot of people's going to be a little uncomfortable with this answer, but
oh no, don't tell me something that I'm going to cry about, Dawn.
I apologize in advance, but you know what's funny is that, I mean, the reality is that we're in a digital space. You know, there was
mm-hmm.
a time when it was the ice age and it was ice and stone age and it was stone. Like, we're in a digital age, and so we're not going back. And I think that a lot of folks are just over it, and they're just like, oh, I just want it to be the way it was. And I'm like, I'm so sorry to be the one to tell you, but it's not going back. Like, it's
mm-hmm.
it's just going to go further and further into the use of AI and automation. And
yeah.
the more technology increases, the more that we're going to have to integrate it into the marketing process. But that does not mean that, again, that you need to touch all pieces of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just means that you need to understand that when you're looking at your strategy, that there's pieces where you're going to implement, and maintaining the fact that you still have to have an emphasis on the customer experience. So, yes, there's going to be more AI and more automation, but there's still a way for you to make sure that storytelling piece is in there, that you're being very authentic, that you're allowing people to fall in love with you so that they can end up liking you enough that they trust your brand. So, yes, it's digital's not going anywhere. and
mm-hmm.
so I try to get people to understand that I don't want you to feel as if you need to know all ends of the digital space or all ends of the AI space or automation or any of that, but I just want you to be open to it so that it's just going to make your life a little bit easier. If that
mm-hmm.
I hope that makes sense, right? Like, you don't need to know all parts of it, but you need to understand that that's where we're headed. So the idea of avatars, there will be more opportunities for people to have a visual presence in another space where it's just completely digital, where the audience are all avatars and you are an avatar and you're speaking. Like, those types of things they're already here. It's not mainstream yet. And I think that more of those things will happen. But again, at the end of the day, thank God to COVID, because COVID made us remember that we're people again. Like, we were drifting down this space of like being very disconnected, and COVID reminded us, like, no, we're all human. Yes, we're in a digital age, but we're still human. So that piece that you need to still have your personality, that like we were talking about earlier, that fingerprint, like, people still need to understand that you care about them. and that you're worthy of their attention. So regardless of what is the slickest, newest technology piece out there, we still have to remember at the end of the day that it's still a person behind that avatar. It's still a person behind that automation. It's still a person behind the AI. Yeah.
Yeah, very good point there. Dawn, we're getting close to the end of the show. If somebody is listening and they want to know more about the work that you do and how they may be able to work with you, how would they find out more about you? How would they contact you?
You can find me on just about every platform, but my website is dawncallahan.com. I have a website that's Artistic Solutions Revised, but that tends to be a little long. So I'm just like, if you go to my name, dawncallahan.com, it will take you to my company website. And there's a form you can fill out. And I just love meeting people and hearing stories. And even if it, you know, regardless of how it turns out, people will reach out to me just for advice or just to say, hey, can you tell me? And I have those conversations, Linda, all the time. So if anyone just has a question, you know, based on anything that I said, please feel free to reach out, even if you're not interested in, you know, trying to work with a company. But I love to share information because a lot of times we have a pain point and it's something that we can't see because we're in the middle of it too much. And so from an outside point of view, I can offer some assistance.
So, Dawn, if there is one nugget that you would like for our listeners to take away from this interview today, what would that nugget be?
Ooh, that's good. I would say authenticity is probably the most important part of branding. Just be yourself. There's someone else that's, you know, managing being themselves. Just let them do them. You do you. And just shining your own face. You know, sometimes we feel as if, you know, we need to compete with, you know, the people down the street. And I remind people all the time, like, look at the bread aisle. Like, none of those breads are competing with the bread next to it. So every one of those breads are doing what they need to do for the audience that they need to attract. So the same as you don't have to do all the things, be all the things. Just be yourself and your audience will find you and you will find them.
It just goes back to that personality, to that fingerprint, to that uniqueness that you bring to your brand. Don't hide behind your logo, basically, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Understand what your – keep your goals top of mind, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you can have again, back to what I was saying, the viral post. You can end up with a viral post, but then what? Then what happens, right? And so, again, like, make sure that you're keeping your goals in mind. Would it be better for you to get a post that goes out and you get the $1 million contract, or a post that goes out, goes viral, and you have no contract from that? So, again, keep the goal in mind, right? Don't ever lose sight of the goal.
I love that. Dawn, one more time, if someone is listening, how would they find you? How would they reach out to you? How would they find out more about working with you?
It's Dawn Callahan. It's DawnCallahan.com. Or you can email me at Dawn@DawnCallahan.com.
Dawn, I have enjoyed this so much, and I would love to invite you to be back on the show in a few months, and let's take
Absolutely.
This conversation a little bit further. I've totally enjoyed this.
Thank you so much, Linda. It was truly a pleasure.
Absolutely. So, folks, if you have your own business or if you are a franchisee, think about some of the things that Dawn talked about today, about that fingerprint. That is so critical to making sure that you connect with your ideal audience and make sure that your language is such that they will hear you. Bring your stories into your brand. Let them know why you're doing this. Many times, the why is so much more powerful than that logo. And that can generate business. As always, I'm going to leave you with a quote. This quote is by Jeff Bezos. We all know him. He's the founder of Amazon. He says, "Your brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room." Basically, it's that fingerprint. Folks, thanks so much for joining me on All Things Franchising today, and we'll see you next time.
Another great episode of All Things Franchising is now in the books. You can listen to past shows by following All Things Franchising on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure not to miss us next time when we bring you a brand new episode of All Things Franchising.